Here in the United States, wildfires spreading in the southeastern part of the country have burned hundreds of thousands of woodland acres since the 1st of November. Kentucky and Tennessee have been the areas hardest hit. But wildfires are also burning in North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, and Georgia. Some fires are attributed to the extremely dry conditions, but officials across the region say most of the fires are caused by arsonists. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
It's ironic that firefighters are trying to put out blazes that they believe are set intentionally by the people who live in the rural areas affected. In the past 15 days in Kentucky, more than 100,000 acres have burned. Gwen Holt with the Kentucky Division of Forestry says those responsible are not thinking about the danger they're causing.
These fires burn much more than just thousands of acres of woodlands. It endangers thousands of firefighters, not to mention the local residents. It threatens hundreds and hundreds of homes. We've had road closures because of the smoke. We've had an increase in respiratory illnesses because of the smoke. We've had some schools closed because of the smoke.
The fires have so far claimed two lives, one a firefighter, the other the result of a car accident on a smoky, fog-filled road in Kentucky. 1,500 firefighters are working in this state alone to bring the flames under control. A few of the fires were started accidentally by people burning piles of leaves or campfires that got out of control. But investigators have found that 80% to 90% of the fires have been set on purpose. Holt says no one can figure out why.
Well, you know, that is the big question. We've tried to answer that for years. You know, sometimes it's a matter of maybe they're angry at the government, or maybe they're getting even with a neighbor, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just purely recreational for some of them.
Officials in Kentucky and other southeastern states have increased their enforcement patrols and have sent out pleas to hunters and people who live in the rural communities to turn in anyone they suspect. In some cases, investigators have found evidence of accelerants, including gasoline and kerosene. Lynn Cheney is a ranger with the Kentucky Division of Forestry. She says some like to watch as the Black Hawk helicopters drop tons of water on the fires. Cheney says even this firefighting tool has encouraged a few to start new hot spots.
I think they view it as a crime that they can get away with because that's generally what's happening. I mean, I'm sure they realize it's a crime, but then they don't know anybody that's been convicted because there's so few convictions. You know, I kind of feel like we need to tar and feather them.
Five people have been arrested in Kentucky and nine in Tennessee on arson charges. At least one home has been lost, and dozens of others are threatened by wildfires in an area known as Bluff Mountain, about 20 miles east of Knoxville. A firefighter died last weekend because he was unable to make it out of a serious fire that flared up without warning. Max Thomas is a crime unit supervisor in eastern Tennessee. In some areas, starting fires has become the sport of choice because people are bored. But Thomas says his teams are working 18 hours a day to catch the arsonists.
We consider these fires the same as terrorism. This is a form of domestic terrorism, and we intend to find the people that are setting these fires and terrorizing the areas where the fires are burning.
So far, more than 33,000 separate wildfires have burned hundreds of thousands of acres in Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, West Virginia, Virginia, and Georgia. Officials say what the Southeast needs is a good soaking, but forecasters are not predicting any significant rain soon. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.